Welcome to the chat with Jenny. This week's episode features Fiona Dalton from Virtuoso. Fiona has had many years of experience in the travel industry in a variety of roles. Since recording this interview, Fiona has announced that she is moving to a global consulting role with Virtuoso, as well as undertaking a range of special projects. I've known Fiona for many years, so it was a delight to sit down and have a chat. A huge thank you to Regent Seven Seas Cruises, who are sponsoring this season of The Chat with Jenny.
Invite your clients to embark on an unrivaled experience with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, featuring the world's most luxurious fleet and their most recent edition of Seven Seas Grandeur. Regent's sixth ship boasts a multi-million dollar art collection, including the only Fabergé egg to reside permanently at sea. Allow your clients to indulge in true all-inclusive luxury, from unlimited shore excursions and exquisite specialty dining to unrivaled space and unparalleled personalized service. Explore more at rssc.com.
Here today with Fiona Dalton from Virtuoso. So Fiona, tell me, what is your job?
Oh, thanks, Jenny. I'm the general manager for Virtuoso across Australia and New Zealand, and I get to set the strategic direction for the brand in this market. I also have the joyous responsibility of looking after our stakeholder management for both our members and our partners in region. And I have the responsibility for my team of 10 and as we set the pace for luxury travel in Australia and New Zealand, and of course set the culture for this market as well.
So what do you like about your job?
I feel incredibly grateful to have this role. I love everything about this role. It is always the saying, something I've said in the past, that you know, you can never do the current job until you've done the last. And I think all the roles that I've taken in the industry over the years have led to this point. It's an incredibly satisfying job, and partly because I get to see the point on the matrix where the magic really happens. And whether you're a partner in Virtuoso or whether you're a member, 100% of the people involved in working across this organisation and in these communities are focused on the same thing, and that's the guest experience. And that's what I love. I love the fact that we have this incredible focus, laser sharp focus, on elevating the guest experience in luxury travel.
Good. I love Virtuoso too.
I'm glad you do.
Refuse me. So you've travelled the world. Do you have, where do you like to go for holidays?
Well, look, if I'm going large, I absolutely adore France and Italy. Previously I would have said France, but now I think I love them in equal parts. But I do also love just to travel locally. I'm a huge fan of the Port Stephens region, as you probably know, and I love nothing more than heading up to Fingal Beach and having a couple of days just to refresh and recharge. So yes, I'm mad about Europe, but I also think we have some of the most extraordinary natural and most beautiful natural assets in Australia.
I would agree with you on that. So do you have some hobbies, or what are you doing in your downtime?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm trying to go back to things I love. So I've restarted sailing. You probably know that. So I'm part of a crew on Tuesday Twilights out of Kirribilli, which I absolutely adore. We set off about 5:30 on a Tuesday night and head back to the club after the race about 7, 7:30. I've also just started kayaking again for the first time. I learnt to play bridge during COVID, which I love. And I'm just really trying to get out and do more down around where we're living now and just enjoy the local area. So that's keeping me busy. And next year I'm hoping to go back to golf and tennis at some point in my life.
So
that's what I'd love to do. Yep.
Do you read? Are you a reader or a movie
person? I used to be. Gee,
I'm
embarrassed to say that I have lost my capacity for reading at the moment. I think we all live in this world of immediacy, and I'm the person that's got 9 books next to her bed, and you know, I've ordered them in from top to bottom in priority of how I want to read them. I am reading a great book right now called Wifedom, if you know that. Know it's it. The story of George Orwell's wife and the incredible work she did on many of his manuscripts of his most famous novels. And I think we can draw lots of correlations between then and now about, you know, really the role women have played behind some of the great men in the industry. Yeah, I love reading, but I've got to get back to it.
So some frivolous questions. Do you have a favourite animal?
The one I've got currently. actually, I love zebras.
Do you? Why?
Well, I just think the geometric patterning, I think no two zebras are the same, even though they all look very, you know, same but different. I think they're an extraordinary creature. They're just so unusual in the landscape. They don't blend into anything. So I've always been somewhat enamoured by zebra.
I found out recently that giraffes, there's different types.
Oh,
I thought all the giraffes were the same, but apparently there's different types and the shapes on them are different depending on which species, I suppose, they are. Fascinating. I wonder if zebras are similar, if there's different...
There may well be. Anyway. The genre of zebra.
Fun fact. Do you cook? Are you a cook?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love to cook.
What do you like to cook?
Well, this weekend I've got my sailing crew for dinner and I'm just back from Sicily, from Taormina, where we went for our Virtuoso Chairman's trip. And I was able to go to the most amazing Sicilian cooking class. So this weekend I'm going to try out all my new dishes from Taormina on my guests and anything from as simple as a beautiful prawn and citrus and salad right through to some handmade pasta. Pasta a la, well, it's a macaroni a la Mudica. And so I'm really excited about doing that. And then I'm going to make some rolled up swordfish and serve that with some basic vegetables. So
sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm out on Saturday night. I won't be able to come.
Well, we could always reschedule. We can reschedule, Jenny.
And a favourite dish for yourself rather than cooking, is there something that you've got a real favourite?
Anything with apricot in it.
Ah.
Yeah, I love apricots. So, you know, lamb slow roasted with apricots typical traditional Moroccan style. That would be heaven to me.
Yeah. And having travelled so much over your career and life as well, do you have an amazing or jaw-dropping moment that's really stuck with you and impacted you? Maybe not necessarily impacted you.
I think you're right. I have had some extraordinary experiences, again, that I'm just so grateful for. I think the one that really stands out for me probably is 2019 on my Uniworld trip to India. I think that trip was just so life-changing for so many reasons. I mean, obviously the first part of the trip was the traditional Golden Triangle, you know, Delhi, Agra, Jaipur, amazing, amazing, don't get me wrong. But it was the second part of the trip when we flew down to Kolkata. And then we sailed from Kolkata up the Hooghly River, which is part of the Ganges Delta. And I started to realise on that trip that the people we were meeting had only met tourists for the first time about 2 or 3 years before that. And so having this luxury tourism experience enter their landscape had really started to change their lives for the better. And I started to see the extraordinary impact that tourism could have as a force for good around the world. But particularly what struck me was just how incredibly happy these families were on the banks of this river in India. We were playing cricket with them on the banks. They were joyously welcoming us into their homes and their lives at every stop. And it just made me come away with such a deep appreciation for a world that I had never really understood or seen before. And it's always stuck with me. Just what a simple life and how happy the Indian people of the Ganges Delta were. Just with each other and the simplicity in which they lived.
It's great to have those moments. We forget how spoilt we are.
Yes.
And how privileged we are.
Yeah. I mean, the world's a very beautiful natural landscape, but I think in India it was the stories of those people that stuck with me, and I think that's what's so special, because I have seen some incredible places, you're right. I've been very blessed.
Mm. And finally, if you had some words of wisdom or advice for younger women coming into the industry, what would that be?
Oh, look, so many. I suppose the important thing is to be true to yourself, be honest with yourself. And what do I mean by that? I mean, find the thing in your life that brings you great joy, and really remember that you can build, you know, if you're prepared to work hard, if you're prepared to commit, and it's something that you enjoy doing, just stay focused on your goals, because you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. I do think it's important for people to reset every 6 months and make sure that they're on the right pathway for them. And that would be my other piece of advice, is to not think too far ahead, because sometimes careers have a habit of falling down mid-flight a bit. I think the important thing is to make sure that you, for the next 6 months, are clear about what you want to achieve, and to give yourself the freedom and the flexibility to change that plan if you need to. But honestly, I am so excited for the next generation of leaders coming through this industry. We've got some incredible people doing some amazing things. And the one thing I'd say about travel and tourism is that for women, it is equally possible to do extraordinary things as men.
Mm. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for
Anytime.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Fiona. I wish Fiona all the best in the next part of her journey. I've more great women coming up in this second season, so if you haven't already subscribed or followed this podcast, then please do so from wherever you get your podcast, or at traveldaily.com.au/the chat, then you'll be up to date when episodes are available.